Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
BBC News Business.
June 16, 401 America, New York. Tesco sees early signs inflation is starting to ease. The UK's largest supermarket says there are encouraging indications that price rises are slowing.
BBC News Business.
June 16, 327 America, New York. Bill Gates meets Xi Jinping as U.S.-China tensions simmer. The Microsoft co-founder is the latest high-profile U.S. business leader to visit China in recent months.
Global economy.
June 16, 249 America, New York. Tesco chief hails signs that inflationary pressures are easing. Britain's biggest supermarket group reports 8% increase in quarterly sales.
Global economy.
June 16, 229 America, New York. Why China's economic recovery is hanging in the balance. Stubborn property sector woes and lagging exports are jeopardizing the country's post-COVID rebound.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 16, 001 America, New York. Drilling stocks plunge on bets for oil price slump. Shares of onshore drillers have fallen steeply after a wave of recent rig idlings, which investors fear could signal a coming drop in oil demand amid a slowing economy.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 16, 001 America, New York. The global economy looks like it's out of sync. As the Federal Reserve and other central banks go in different directions, most capital markets remain linked to a common global force, the dollar.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 16, 001 America, New York. Gas prices ease for summer driving season. Americans are finding relief at the pump ahead of the busy driving season after prices hit records last year.
Global economy.
June 16, 00 America, New York. What the price of an ancient Roman nail tells us about value. About 2,000 years ago, Roman soldiers buried 1 million nails in a 4-meter pit. Why?
BBC News Business.
June 15, 2350 America, New York. Richard Branson, Virgin Galactic commercial space flights to start this month. It comes just weeks after a separate space firm owned Sir Richard, Virgin Orbit, was shut down.
Daily FX Market News.
June 15, 2313 America, New York. Japanese yen slips as BOJ keeps policy unchanged. What's next for USD, JPY? JPY fell slightly against USD after BOJ maintained ultra-loose policy settings, especially the closely watched yield curve control, YCC, policy. What's next for USD, JPY?
Daily FX Market News.
June 15, 2200 America, New York, Asia day ahead. Lingering market doubts on Fed's hawkish guidance. Wall Street looks set to deliver its fifth consecutive week of gains, pushing ahead with another round of stellar gains overnight.
New York Times Business.
June 15, 1834 America, New York. Christine McCarthy is stepping down as Disney's chief financial officer. Christine M. McCarthy, who held the role for 8 years, helped stabilize the company during the pandemic and played a key role in Bob Chapek's ouster. Christine M.
New York Times Business.
June 15, 1707 America, New York. FDA panel recommends a COVID vaccine aimed at only the XBB variant. An FDA advisory panel told manufacturers to aim the latest coronavirus vaccine for the fall at the dominant SARS-CoV-2 variant.
Daily FX Market News.
June 15, 1540 America, New York. Euro, USD skyrockets after ECB decision. Euro, JPY flies to 15-year highs. The euro strengthened broadly on Thursday following the ECB's monetary policy announcement, with EUR/USD recapturing an important trend line and EUR/JPY surging to its best levels in 15 years.
Marginal Revolution.
June 15, 1358 America, New York. What is the optimistic case for Kenya? That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. A locale with a reasonable level of English fluency and an attractive year-round climate will get a lot of attention, and that nicely describes Kenya.
New York Times Business.
June 15, 1237 America, New York. Bipartisan bills would change a 100-year-old trade law. Critics say the law gives an unfair advantage to e-commerce companies from other countries, including some where forced labor is an issue. A Shine pop-up store at the Shops at Willow Bend in Plano, Texas, last year,